Praise to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray for those that are listening. Give them understanding to understand this message. In the name of
Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen that is listening to me, I want you to listen very closely. I want to bring this Bible, this sermon to you again. In the earlier broadcast, we were talking about this inner circle of God.
We talk about
the Manchild group.
The
message was for the believers that are already Christians. We talk about this confrontation between the believers and the devils. How God was preparing and is already preparing his own army, which is like a military training for his own military.
So
what is this all about? Because God is going to take over this planet Earth. God is going to take it over from the devil and from the kingdom of darkness. If you look around you, you can see occultic groups in almost every town and every village. You can see those people that have given their life to the devil. In fact, I was in the village preaching, in a town preaching. And I run into some of those occultic groups.
Human beings
that could say boldly that they knew about the kingdom of God, but they don't want it. And they said they have sold their soul, they have sold their life unto Satan. All of those that have entered the Ogboni cult, they are in the same category. Or whatever cult you can call them, they are all in those categories. Many of them have given their life to the devil. And they were like the army of the devil. Because all they do was to research into evil powers on how to kill people. And they have their leaders are the evil cherubs of Satan. When we preach about, we have run into many of those and we beat them down in the spirit. Because all power in heaven and on earth is given to Jesus. Jesus is the creator of all things. And he has selected us to be in his army. And he has given us power to tread upon those serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy.
He has sent
us to tell you also that come unto him so that you can become part of the army of God. Come to Jesus now and don't be afraid. He is all power. All authority is in the name of Jesus. And he is the judge of the whole
earth.
And I'm telling you this, there is no evil power that can affect you.
Then
in 2 Timothy chapter
2, Timothy no giver,
verse 20.
That
there are different vessels in the master's house.
He said, but
in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth. And some to honor and some to dishonor.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Which vessel do you want to be in the kingdom of God? If you want to be a precious gold vessel, you must prepare for it. If you want to be a vessel of silver, you must prepare for it. And those are the special vessels that are presentable before kings, before great men, when they come to your house.
Those
are the type of vessels for glory. And that's what God is talking about, that he's calling some people to come and be like gold vessels in his kingdom. Those are the type of things you use for special occasions. Remember those who are warriors in the olden days. When they want to go to war, warriors in those days, they may have so many horses that they ride. But when they come to a war, they always reserve a special horse for special battle. Because they know what each particular horse can do. They know that they normally breed some horses for warfare. So that when they were riding on those type of horses, the horses himself will be fighting almost like he himself is the warrior. So that is like there are some horses for special occasions. And that is what we are saying also, there are some vessels in the household of God for special occasions. When God wants to go to battle, he rides upon his cherubims. And the Bible said, you see him riding upon the wings of the wind. When you see God riding upon a wild wind, God is actually riding on a cherub. And those are part of the armies of God. In the Old Testament, God describes himself as the Almighty God, the only one that dwelleth between the cherubims. And that is talking of power. Because those angelic cherubims of God, they are the power of God. You see, God is raising some human beings also to that level of cherubims of God. Among we believers, among we Christians that he is calling right now, he's choosing some of us to be like that. And he's going to deck us with supernatural power so that we will be like cherubs of God in the days to come. And we are to replace the devils that fell down with Lucifer. In the book of Isaiah chapter 14, it described that Satan, that evil spirit called Lucifer, fell down, or some angels of Satan fell with him.
And
in Revelation chapter 12, he said Satan was cast out of heaven with all his angels.
So,
those angels of Satan that were like cherubs of Satan were also cast out with him. And God is selecting among we believers that will be replacing and being in the position of those cherubs. That is the type of work God is doing now. And when He builds them up to that level of cherubs, God can call them for special occasion even right now when they are still on earth. When there is something to take place in any country, God can call them up. I'll give you a testimony. There'll be many years ago that some evil spirits of witches, they planned an evil plan against somebody. And they planned it and they wanted to kill that very important somebody in the country. And when some people like that were trying, when some wicked people like that are trying to do some evil in the country, and God wants to stop them, God will raise up one of His cherubs to do the job. And one morning God called me up in my vision one morning. And God took me into the heavenly realm. And He showed to me the plan of those wicked evil spirits and witch spirits. How they planned the obituary of somebody important in the country. That is the type of warfare that God said He does. And God said, I should stop them. He said, God is too big for Him to be walking, fighting with those little insects. God is too almighty that He should be fighting with those little animals. That is why He's raising up we human beings to do the job. All He has to do is to take me to the special realm of heaven. So that whatever I said in that realm, it will take place above whatever the devil's plan. And once I just decree that that evil plan is cancelled, the man will leave. And the man lived. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm saying when God is raising up an army in this end of the world, He's raising up people that He can use for the end time warfare that He wants to
use.
I can give around that many more testimonies of things like that that God has done through this
day.
And He's still doing greater things through some other people. And God is not just calling one or two, He's calling me thousands to come into His army right now. So that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And no devil will be able to do anything about it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said, but to be in the army of God, you have to pass through this test and this training. So that if you want to be a vessel of gold, you have to pass through the training for gold vessels.
And
then you have to know what you listen to, because faith comes by hearing. Apostle Paul said this also.
Paul who came with one canon.
So let everyone know how they build upon the house of God.
Because
some people they are just building stubble.
He said
that every man's work will be tried with
fire.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He's saying that as we preachers preach to you, as you go to your church, you listen to ministers.
They are
building upon the house of God, which is your body. But any sermon, any preaching that does not make you want to move closer to God is not helping you at all. Any sermon or preaching that makes you to feel you have got it all, they are deceiving you. Because in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 to 18, Jesus Christ said, you are still lukewarm, neither cold nor hot.
Revelation chapter,
he said, you have to be zealous for more of him. Buy of me gold tried in the fire.
But
he said, buy. That means you have to give him something for him to give it to you. What are you going to give to Jesus to buy this thing from him?
Jesus Christ,
you must be determined. You must show that you mean it and you are serious by fasting for it and praying for it. You must be faithful. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He said you are going to pass you through this training though. In Hebrew chapter 12. Verse 4 say this. So you have not yet strived unto blood, striving against sin. In verse 6, he said, for whom the Lord loveth is chasteneth. And scourgeth every son who receiveth. So if you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. In verse 8, he said, but if you are without chastisement, then you are not even his son. And if you are not his son and you say you are belonging to Jesus, then you must be bastards. But why will the Lord God chastise us?
It's
because he wants us to get this training so that we can be in his army. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Verse 12 and 13. He said, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. And make straight paths for your feet. Lest that which is lame be turned away. But let it rather be healed. What is he talking about here? He's telling you to guard your guard right now and be ready to move closer to Jesus.
You
have to stand firm that I want to press in to get into this kingdom.
You
say, but there may be testing and trying and some training you have to go through that God will allow you to go
through.
Those training, they are to equip you with power. And I say, what type of training are you talking about? Remember in the earlier sermon, I gave the testimony of a brother that had a dream. Where this brother said that he was trying to drive some devils away and they would not even move. And I told him that it's because he has not got enough power to drive them away, that's
why.
God is going to allow us to confront such type of devils. Then when you cannot drive them away, then you cry unto Jesus and he will give you more power. And how do you cry unto Jesus? But by prayer and fasting. I said Jesus Christ is coming soon and is calling a group of people into his army. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Do you want to be in this army of God? Do you want to be partakers of this eternal glory? Let me talk about this, the fringe benefits that this army enjoys. The army of God. Just like I said that God rides upon his cherubs. That God is building up people to the level that he can place them in the position of the cherubs of Satan that fell. And that this is the age that God is calling people into that order of saints. And even some will be called into the level of spiritual leaders on this planet. They will be ruling the nations, like the Bible said, with a rod of iron. In the kingdom of Jesus Christ that is coming very soon, Jesus Christ will be ruling on this earth from Jerusalem. But on every country, all around the world, he will appoint Christians that will be ruling also on this planet with him. Jesus gave this parable of the man that went on a far journey. And when this man came back, he found his servants that were working hard for him. And the one that had made good profit, he said, you rule over 5 cities. And the other one that has used his talent to win more talent, he said, you rule over 2 cities. According to as they had performed. That is another example of what we are talking about when Christ said he's raising people into this level of ministers. At this end of the age also, he's calling people onto the higher level that he will make them to be ruling over cities when he comes.
And
he's calling you also to come on in and be part of this.
I
say, I want to tell you about the benefits of being in the army of God and being powerful for God. You enjoy the power of God at your disposal. He said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in the heavens. And he said, whatever you lose on earth is loose in the heavens. I said, you will have power over all the elements, over the rain, over the wind.
I will
tell you a testimony. I was going in an airplane going to London many years ago.
And the
pilot said that there was so much fog in the airport that we have to go away from London to another city. I cannot land there.
Okbani no fi aeroplane na we. Ave no ye wi gogo na de ne plane na meti de gode owo wa bun be. We kun Elizabeth ni yen meti tore yen ari ewo be he.
When I heard that, I started praying and commanding the fog to get out of the airport so that I can land there. I don't want to go to another city.
And I me we me honey and as wa leru.
And when I begin to pray, I could feel the fog moving away from the airport.
And the
pilot announced again after about 15 minutes that I have prayed, the pilot announced again that he has been told that the fog has lifted away from the airport and he will land in London.
And I
knew that was because I prayed.
I'm saying
there are benefits of being in the army of God if you will come on in and be powerful for God.
God
said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in the heavens. He will give you power over all elements. He said, anything you ask in his name, he will give it to you. Who will not like that?
He's
saying you have to be ready for the training also.
You
have to pray more now.
You
have to fast more.
And
ask Jesus for more power.
He
said, if you are neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
It
is time for you to begin to be zealous for Jesus. Jesus, I pray for those that are listening. Give them a desire to want to move closer
Baba,
to him. And let them be hot for Jesus from now on.
Baba,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus
Christ. I want you to write to me.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you again next time in Jesus' name.